Hello, my name is Daphna Tachover. I'm the head of an organization called We Are the Evidence. It's an organization that represents a group of disabled people, people who have been harmed by wireless technology radiation. While this commission is supposed to help the FCC facilitate the participation of people with disability in society, our group is actually not accommodated by this commission, and the rights of people who got injured by this technology are being crushed, violated, and there's an epidemic of sickness caused by this radiation and by this technology that is not being addressed by the FCC or by this commission. I want to emphasize that people like me are not objecting technology. In my background, I'm an attorney in Israel, in New York. I'm in telecommunication and computer officer in the Israeli Army. I manage the Telecommunication Computer Center for the Israeli Headquarters and Operations Center, so technology is my background, including wireless technology. But all of this came to an end in 2009 when suddenly I became what's called electrosensitive. Suddenly I could not use my Wi-Fi, I could not use my laptop, and I could not use my cell phone. Unfortunately, this sickness is not something is not shared by a minority of people. But it's shared by many people in society, and the statistics show that 10 to 20% of the population already suffered from symptoms correlated to cell phone and wireless technology radiation. I submitted a Supreme Court case in Israel to ban the use of Wi-Fi in schools, and we exposed an epidemic of sickness because of this radiation, because of the Wi-Fi deployment in schools. We exposed over 200 sick children, and that was just in the 6 schools that we checked. And this epidemic is not happening only in Israel, it's happening everywhere, including the U.S. 2 weeks ago, I was in court for 3 days in a case of a child, a 12-year-old child, who became electrosensitive as a result of the Wi-Fi, deployment of Wi-Fi in his school. The nurse in that school said that after they deployed the Wi-Fi, many other children started to complain of various symptoms like headache, tingling, nausea, skin problems, et cetera, et cetera. However, these children who become sick from this technology are not being accommodated. Instead, they are forced out of school, their rights are being crushed, the parents, the schools are retaliating, and this is not something that's happening in one school or two schools. We know of a school in California that 7 teachers has become sick because of the Wi-Fi deployment. Again, the teacher were forced out of school. We know of a school in Maryland in which a parent was trying to warn the parents against the Wi-Fi and its potential health effects. The school wanted to sign the parents on a paper say that they should not talk about wireless harms and Wi-Fi or the child will be removed from school. I was just informed of a woman who also became sick from the Wi-Fi in her workplace, and she contacted the workplace and asked for accommodation for her condition. And of course, she supported her claims by a doctor letter. The response she got was, you and your doctor are suffering from a weird set of beliefs. So there is an epidemic going out there, and unlike what the public is being told by the FCC, the harms of wireless technology are not only proven, but are existing, and they are an epidemic scale. And I hope that this commission will not continue and ignore those who got harmed by it, but instead make allow us to participate in this discussion and help us find ways in which to accommodate those who already got injured and help to, instead of moving forward without control with this technology, try and encourage the technology companies to find ways to make this technology safer for everyone. Thank you.
Okay. Any response from the FCC staff?
Thank you very much. This is Elaine Gardner again. I wanted to mention that we also have received 2 email comments. In the interest of time, I will just summarize them. One is from Shari Anker in Port St. Lucie, Florida, who had similar concerns about her health condition that has been exacerbated by exposure to radio frequency radiation, and asks that there be zones of safety or white zones around the perimeters of homes. Another commenter from Venice, Florida, Marilyn Martin, has asked the FCC to look into this issue as well. She notes that there's an open docket on this issue and requests that that it be actively looked at.
We will pass along your concerns to the appropriate bureau or office at the commission that addresses this issue. This committee itself deals with different types of issues, but I can't engage in a dialogue now. We are out of time, but we will make sure that this gets to the right, to the appropriate officials here. Thank you.
Okay. So we are closing in on the close of our meeting today.